Yep. And you posted an interesting thing in your Facebook group, I think it was yesterday, about oysters, because those are pushed pretty heavily and promoted in the metabolic health community. And I feel great when I, slog down, a dozen raw oysters or whatever. But it might not be something daily you want to do, because what you posted is that they're higher in zinc than copper. Is that right?
So there's about 18 times more, 15 to 18 times more zinc than in copper in oysters. And what's interesting about oysters is that in my book, I said, look, they're the second highest copper food out there. The highest is liver. Liver is 64 milligrams per pound. And nobody ever eats a pound of oysters, but I like to keep my units similar so you can compare. There's roughly 30 milligrams of copper per pound in oysters. But again, I know nobody eats a pound, but relatively speaking, you're getting half the copper. However, yes. So the study I posted in my group was a woman who, this case study, a woman who took oysters every day for 5 years, developed severe copper deficiency to the point where her nerves were demyelinating. So it's another thing copper does, it helps build the myelin sheath around her nerves, so her nerves work better. So you can think faster, have deeper, better insights, all the rest. So even though copper, or even though oysters are the second highest copper food out there, the amount of copper is negligible because it's so overpowered by the zinc, which is important because how much zinc is it? It's 15 to 1 or 18 to 1. Yet what do all these zinc to copper ratio advocates say? They all say 15 to 1, 15 to 1. So in other words, the zinc to copper ratio advocates are really advocating for copper deficiency because that's the result of what they advocate. Because I think Morley pointed this out, and I haven't quite been able to confirm it yet, but he said that the metalloenzyme has a preferential desire to kick copper out first before zinc. 1,000 to 1, it will deplete copper over zinc, the metalloenzymes. So that to me says that, again, copper is almost impossible for us to become toxic in it. Because it's just going to get washed right out with the zinc, especially even if we consume them 1 to 1. The copper will be depleted before your zinc will be. So copper is not the one you need to fear. It's the way the body works proves over and over again and again and again that copper is far more safe than just about anything else. And